Welcome back to Raw Emotion, a Tottenham pod. Today we're going to be speaking about the Sheffield United game. We speak a bit before the game on the team lineups. We talk at half time and then we talk at full time. We're also going to discuss whether Bow will stay, whether Harry Kane will stay, and who we want as our next manager. So get involved, please listen.
Mark, you alright, mate?
Yeah, I'm good, mate. You?
Yeah, not too bad. Living the dream.
Good. So the team lineups are out. What do you make of it? What's your first thoughts on that?
I'm thinking it looks quite attacking with Lo Celso, Bale, Dele, Son and Kane. It's nice to see Dele back in. No Ndombele again, which makes me wonder if what Mourinho was saying about him was true, that he's not quite pulling his weight and he's a bit of a lazy ass. Because it's, I'm quite surprised that Mason hasn't used him in the three games since starting as Spurs manager. So, I'm surprised he's not playing.
Yeah, I put out a tweet the other week about him. Someone asked, would you get rid of Lo Celso and end on Bele? And I sort of said, yeah, because I just feel, and it's weird because I know, again, podcast before, but I did say then that he's completely changed my mind because at the back end of last season, I was calling for him to go because he wasn't getting started by Mourinho. We never get to see him. And then he had a decent patch of form. But I just feel with him, he never really ever controls a game. I like him. He does these great bits of skill and all this kind of stuff. But he never gets, you know, like a Dembele used to do, like, you know, absolutely runs the show. And when you really need him in the big games, he doesn't really show up, to be honest.
He's like Paul Pogba, isn't he? But without turning up. He has those moments where, and he's got that potential to really pick it up by the scruff of the neck. It's whether or not he can be asked.
I think if he was in a team like a Barcelona or something like that, where you can have a luxury. He's a luxury player. But when you're really digging deep, I'm not necessarily sure he's the player that we need. You know, when we're in our pomp, maybe. But at the minute, when we're in such a shit run of form, I'm not sure he's the man you want around, really.
Maybe he's not a high tempo player. Maybe the Premier League isn't suited to him. Maybe it's too fast paced for him.
Yeah.
There could be a plethora of reasons, but. I think it speaks volumes that if he's not being picked by Ryan, and with everything that Jose was saying, you've got to sit there and go back to, well, maybe Jose was right about a lot of things.
Yeah, maybe. But yeah, so that's two games in a row now he's been dropped. Arguably our biggest game of the season where we could have won the cup, and he's been dropped, and the next game. And Dele Alli comes back in, as you said, who has been... you know, was pretty much completely dropped by Mourinho. So he's back in. I'm quite happy with it. I'll be honest, I don't know that much about the Sheffield United team. So but they're pretty shit. Yes, be honest about it.
They won the last, they're relegated. The problem is, this is a dangerous game. Look what happened to us against Newcastle a couple of years ago.
I know.
We got beat 5-1 by them. And I'm not saying that's going to happen today, but they've got fuck all to play for. They've got nothing to play for. They can literally go into the game thinking, well, fuck it doesn't matter, and you never know, they can have the performance of their bloody season.
That's it. My son said to me, "What's the, you know, we're gonna roll these over? What, they got nothing to play for?" I said, "Well, yeah, you say that, but I suppose the only thing they have got to play for is a bit of pride, but also to try and win another contract from another Premier League team to try and stay in the top division." But that's it, isn't it? That's all they've really got.
That is. And let's be honest, mate. Any team that's having a bad run of form, Dr. Tottenham comes along and helps them. Right. But also, their keepers end up turning to Manuel Neuer, which we've said plenty of times.
Well, yeah absolutely. I'm still fancying us today. I'm going to go for a 3-0 win for Spurs. What do you fancy today?
I don't know. With the way our defence has been, I could see us potentially conceding one, but... I reckon 3-4-1. I think it'll be comfortable. I just hope it doesn't come to bite us in the arse.
Yeah, I just want to see us attack and play decent football. and
It's
win
a
and one
Tottenham of
win the
old.
game. It's not
Yeah,
much to ask.
it's a Tottenham of old turn up, mate. And Sheffield United maintain their poor form that they have this season. It could be a cricket score, but unfortunately, Tottenham haven't been great, and who knows? But I still
Yeah,
think, yeah, 3 points.
that's exactly it, mate. If we turn up like we were doing, playing under whoever's fault it was, like we were playing under Mourinho the past couple of months, I'm going to be turning it off, mate, because I'm not watching another Newcastle game where we sit back and just let Newcastle dominate. Do you know what I mean? I'm not going to be doing that. So, look, we're going to check in again at half-time, mate, and let's hope we're in a positive mood. All right.
Oh, but I'll catch you in a
In a
bit.
bit. So it's half time. Spurs are winning 1-0. Nice little goal from Gareth Bale. A Serge Aurier assist. So me and Macken can chat a little bit about that.
Am I watching Tottenham or someone else?
Yeah, I know. It was good, wasn't it? On the front foot, always looking to attack, passing well. It was linking up. Just impressed with that. As I say, it's been a while since I enjoyed
There's been some really nice football. I think we've tried to overplay it a little bit almost in the final third. An unusually wry shot over the bar by Kane during that first half. But on the whole, yeah, we've been playing. But also at the same time, we've got to remember it's Sheffield United.
Oh, absolutely, mate.
You know, if this had been, I don't know, Man City again, we'd probably be 3-0 down.
Yeah.
But let's take the positives. The positives are is we're playing some nice football, we're passing it about, and luckily, we had a lovely little ball in there from Aurier for Bale to get his toe on. Happy days, 1-0 up, and he's opened the second half pretty much the same.
Yeah, that's it, mate. You are right. It is only against Sheffield United, who have been awful this season. I've only picked up 17 points. That's less points than we've dropped from winning positions. So we can't get too carried away. But after what some of the shite we have seen this season, it is just nice to actually, as I said, all I want to see is us play some decent football. We're doing that. As you say, if Kane, unusually for Kane, he's had a couple of half decent chances that he has put away. So even the one where he was offside.
And far post.
Yeah, so if we keep getting them chances to him, he's going to score them. So,
Well, yeah, don't get me wrong. I still think there's a couple more goals in it for Tottenham. Sheffield United on the couple of attacks that they've had, if their strikers decide hadn't given up, they could have maybe put a bit more into it. And there, if they put a bit more into it second half, they might get something for their efforts.
my
But yeah, I still
prediction.
think there's plenty in it for Spurs second half
Yeah,
as long as they do it in the final third.
my prediction would be if someone is going to score for Sheffield United, it's going to be fucking Brewster, because they keep going on about Brewster hasn't scored for 28 games or something for Sheffield United. Da, 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 da. You know what's going to happen. If someone
Nah,
scores, it's going to be Brewster.
I tell you what, right? Even funnier, Bruce is going to take a shot, and Dyer is going to deflect it in, and it's going to go down for Dyer, because it wasn't even on target from Brewster.
He shot in the first half as well. The worst shots I've ever seen, mate. Nearly at the corner flag, Brewster's shot.
Well, I know, mate. The guy's got how he was. Well, how Liverpool got so much from out of Sheffield United, I don't know. But hey, this is a Tottenham pod. It's not about Brewster. It ain't about
No.
Liverpool either. So we've just got to hope the second half. We keep going the way we are, and yeah, get a couple more
Just
goals.
quickly on that, because we want to go make yourself a cup of tea or whatever before the second half starts. But what did you make of the Man United protests and that game getting the ban? And any thoughts on that quickly?
I'll be honest, mate. I'm surprised the game didn't go ahead because, let's be honest, half of their fans probably travelled further than what they've got to the ground.
Well, I see someone put a funny tweet. I see someone put a funny tweet up saying, "I wonder if they can get back down to London quickly, all the Man United fans can get back down to London quickly to get the Tottenham game cancelled as well." I thought that's quite funny, but
I'll be honest, mate. I'm wondering how the hell they got into the ground itself.
well,
That
someone must
to
have
me is.
someone has got to have someone on the inside's got to have let them in, haven't they? Let's face it, because you ain't going to get into a ground without someone letting you in.
Yeah, that you can't get expect unless they've rushed a couple of the security staff when they've seen the TV people go in.
Yeah, I mean, if they've done that, then they're a disgrace. Like, I can understand protesting. I know we've supposedly got one against Aston Villa on the 15th.
Well, the game's been put back now, hasn't it?
Is it a different date? Yeah, so
yeah,
whenever.
Yeah, I think the FA have put it. No, I think it's still scheduled for the 15th, but they've, I think, from what I'm hearing, they've put the final game of the season back for a few teams just to let fans in or to fans in.
All right. All right, that makes sense.
Yeah, breaking news if you didn't already know.
No, I didn't know that. By the time this pod comes out, other people might. But yeah. So, yeah, I think, you know, I see why fans want to protest. And I think it's good that Man United and, you know, Arsenal had a good turnout. And hopefully if fans feel that they want to do that. But I think when violence starts coming into it and they're attacking stewards or police or anything else, I think that's just crossing the line.
Was it a copper with the cut on his...
Yeah, that's a disgrace. Like, you know, that's not there. It's nothing to do
with
it.
He should have kept it quiet. He was a City fan. But,
yeah, that was his biggest mistake. But, you know. Yeah. Right, anyway, yes, leave it there. Yes, hopefully come back at the end of full time. And for a change, we can be positive on this one. So,
no, fuck. What the hell was that? Fuck, shit, bastard.
Yeah. Absolutely. Right, I'm going to catch you in a bit.
In a bit.
Right, bye.
Get in there, full time, 4-0 win for Spurs, playing good football again, great to see, Gareth Bale hat-trick, three lovely well-taken goals as well, and Sonny to top it off with an excellent finish as well, two assists for Aurier, who had a good game, brilliant to see Tottenham on the front foot, playing attacking, free-flowing football, so we're going to talk about that now.
Gareth Bale, he was born to play for Spurs. He was born to play for Spurs.
Hello, mate, you all right?
Yeah, better, mate. That's good. Yeah, no. Great finishes as well, mate. Absolutely top class.
Aurier as well. You can't. That is two assists, especially for that the hat-trick goal.
Yeah, what? No, I was going to say special mention to him. It's easy to forget, you know, when someone's got a hat-trick and Son scored a great goal as well. Aurier was superb today.
And fair play to Sheffield United as well for letting him break, taking them time to let him break his fast.
That was lovely to see as well. Yeah,
so good to see that in the game today.
Yeah, no, definitely. And yeah, he had a good game. It just seems weird because it's been so long since we can be positive. I'm a bit lost for words, really.
In the world of Deadpool, I'm touching myself tonight. So.
Yeah. it was just great to see us on the front foot. There was no defensive error. Look, we've said it for so long now that we're a team that should be attacking because defensively we're not great. If we rely on our forwards, then you know we're gonna win more games than if we just give up possession of the football and sit back. It's pretty obvious, you know. I'm not discrediting Mourinho. He's one of the best managers that have ever lived, but it just seemed like common bloody sense. If your defenders are shit, don't rely on them.
Yeah, no, totally, mate. What was your thoughts on Harry tonight?
On who, sorry?
That's kind of what I'm getting at. I kind of felt like he just was like, nah.
I actually didn't hear who you said, mate.
Oh, right. Okay. All your thoughts on Harry Kane tonight?
He didn't have a great game. He had a few chances, didn't he? That even the ones that were offside and stuff that he would usually just be burying anyway. But do you know what? I'm quite glad to see that we don't have to rely on Harry Kane to win us games. So I don't actually mind that he didn't have a great game. So I think actually
the problem is though, mate. If you think about it, Harry Kane did have his best game. I kind of felt like he was always kind of like that. Fuck it, kind of attitude tonight. But if it hadn't been for Bale, we'd have only won 1-0.
Yeah, I don't know.
You sit there saying we don't have to rely, but let's be honest. There's no guarantee Bale's going to be here next year.
I think Sonny will be. But yeah, I just felt like he didn't put as much effort into to find the space, unless that's not how Mason wants him to play.
Yeah, I'm not sure,
Ryan.
Not sure, mate.
Fucking Jesus!
What did Mason? What? Ryan Mason. Yeah, sorry. For some reason, I had Mason Mount in my head for a split second. So I said Mason instead of Ryan. I said Mason instead of Ryan Mason. And yeah, I don't know why.
You can't call him Mason, mate. I know who you mean if you say Mason. Mason.
Not Mason Mount. For some reason, I just had a moment where I thought, shit, did I just say,
I don't think you did, mate. I don't think no one will notice, but now you've brought it all to our attention. We know.
When
you say Mason, you mean Mason Winker, Mount. Yeah?
Winker.
To be honest, I mean, I thought he was dropping off again, Kane, and linking up the play well. I just thought his finishing was a little bit off, but
For Kane, you'd have thought he'd have had a couple. Do you know what I mean? Tonight, and there was chances that, like we said about the first half, that in a normal game, he'd have probably have buried with ease.
I reckon he probably is a little bit disheartened because, you know, there's a lot going on, isn't there, at the minute. But we don't really want to get into a debate about Kane, whether he'll stay or go. But especially after a 4-0 win, I personally think he will stay.
I think it depends on the manager. But yeah, I can't.
I just don't think there's anyone who's going to stump up the money for Levy to sell him. And he's not the kind of player that's going to, I don't imagine, he's the kind of player that's going to kick up enough of a fuss like a Bow possibly did, and a Berbatov definitely did.
We're led to believe he's a consummate professional, aren't we? So yeah. I completely agree with that sentiment. It's irrelevant. You know, we had a great game tonight. You know, we played some good football in the first half. We played some good football in the second half, and I think Son was unlucky for his offside first goal.
Yeah,
that was called. I think he was very unlucky for that. But it's nice to see the team playing as a team. They looked a little. There was a little bit more cohesion between them, which was, for me, probably one of the biggest positives, you know, despite the result, for the whole game.
Yeah, and a consistent back four. Again, something we've been banging on about for a long time. Yeah. I think that's three games now. Is it in a row that defence has started under Mason? So, you know, that's what we've been banging on again all season, saying that's what we need, and he's done it. And I know we conceded against Man City. But actually, we got very lucky against Man City. But yes, it's a clean sheet today. They looked pretty solid, actually. And there was no, you know, they didn't make many mistakes at the back there. It's a all round. It's a really good performance, I thought. Nice to see us attacking on the front foot, playing some really nice football. I thought Dele Alli did really well the first half. Went a bit off the ball second half, but that's probably to be expected. He's not played for a long time.
So a lack of match practice there, isn't it, really, for Dele there? But like you said, I think it's positive. I've got to mention, why the hell did they not finish with 10 men?
Yeah, I mean, we texted each other, didn't we? When he, I mean, they showed one angle where it really looked as if he purposely went down on Lo Celso's face, and then when they cut to VAR, they didn't show that angle again.
No, they didn't.
They showed the same angle over and over again, where you couldn't even see him stand on his face.
Whereas it looked like
a look as he brought his boot down.
Yeah, I don't know, mate, but that is one of the many issues that is VAR.
Yeah,
and that's where always VAR gets a little mention.
Yeah, it always does, and that's the problem with VAR, because that's what it was meant to be for, was to stop them conversations. But all it does, because we can go on about the West Ham game where they've had a player sent off that's now, you know, then was rescinded, and rightly so.
And then he got one tonight where it looks as if it looked, and it, look, we don't know for a fact, but it looked as if he
I don't even think he got booked, which I don't know.
I don't think that they can book from a VAR decision. I think.
Well, I'm just wondering if there's a half a chance of retrospective action if they look at it from all angles. It was. I'll be honest. I think it was intentional, and it did look
to be honest. But yeah, I also, just before we go, I just wanted to say congratulations to Sky. It took them to the 87th minute before they mentioned Harry Kane leaving Tottenham this summer. So, you know, they refrained for 87 minutes, then just had to get it in there right at the end. So, you know, well done to them for that.
Yeah, no, it was good. I've enjoyed tonight watching Spurs for the first time in a while. So I think, let's end on a positive and, superb about the Spurs, and let's keep it going for the rest of the season now with the last four or five games.
Before we do go, you've mentioned there, you said about whether Bauer's going to be here next season for you. Has he done enough to warrant us paying his wages or supplementing some of the wages for another season?
Yeah, I wouldn't even say it was enough to warrant it. But I think that the manager didn't favour him. I think it was a levy buy. But we know what he can do. And we've seen glimpses when he has played, 50-50, I guess. But on the most part, what he can do and how good his finishing is, especially tonight. I think with the right manager in next season, he could be an asset for us next year. And I think that there's no reason to not have him here next season.
And I 100% concur with everything you just said. I think that he's been so underused this season. It's actually criminal. I think we would have been a lot better off. I would have been much higher up that table, and potentially it's still in the Europa. I know he played some Europa games, everything else, but his confidence was completely knocked by just not playing. He's a player that needs, if you get that boy, his confidence sky high, he's one of the best players in the world.
You can't take
that away from him. He's only 31, for God's sake, you know.
And this is the problem, mate. But if the manager isn't wanting you, because I think there was grumblings and words of Mourinho would have rather spent the money on a centre back than bringing Bale in.
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, you brought a guy in who's done it all. Yeah. You know, would you have brought a 32-year-old David Beckham into a club and kept him on the bench for 90% of the season? Question answer to that is no, you fucking wouldn't.
No.
So why have you done it to Bale?
Exactly.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, he's hoping that whoever comes in, because I'll be honest, I haven't got a fucking clue who's going to come in now.
I know we said we were going to go, but another question. If it was up to you, have you got? Because I've not spoken to you about this yet. Is there a preference for you who you would like to?
Well, I'll be honest, mate. Part of me is wondering whether Ajax have made him sign a new contract so I didn't get top dollar for their manager. And it would make sense if they said, "Listen, mate, sign a new contract, but we'll let you go to Spurs. We just want to make sure we get a good chunk of cash for you."
Yeah.
But I'll be perfectly honest. If he doesn't come, the only person for me is Brendan Rodgers. As much as I think Sean Dyche, I don't know why, something in the back of my head keeps saying Sean Dyche. But
can you tell that thing in the back of your head to shut up?
Well, I just think he kind of fits the levy bill. He knows how to work with not much money. He keeps the team relatively competitive. He knows how to defend a game normally quite well. And I don't think it'll cost much to get him from Burnley. I just think that Tottenham might be a step too far for him.
I really like Sean Dyche as a character and as a manager, but he's not a fit for Tottenham for me.
Yeah, I'm not saying he is. I just, like I said, I don't know. Something just niggles in the back of my head. I'm just thinking, because of I think he fits the bill for Levy. He doesn't need a shitload of money.
I'm not going to go to the protests on Enoch out, but if we get fucking Sean Dyche in, I might just fucking I might just rock up with a fucking placard of my own.
To be fair, mate, I'll be going on the Tottenham Skywalk and hanging an effigy from the Cockburn.
But I don't know. Like I say, I'll be honest with you. For me, it's you know, if Ten Hag is definitely staying at Ajax and the contract is not just a ploy to get more money out of Tottenham, then for me, you've got to move heaven and earth to get Brendan Rodgers.
I don't mind getting Roy. I hadn't heard of this guy till maybe a week and a half ago, but I don't even know whether I pronounced his name correctly. Really, is that Ralph Rangnick? That was at where was he? Hoffenheim, and he's worked at RB Leipzig. For me, just reading up on him and seeing bits and pieces on him, I think he's the ideal candidate. He was the director of football. Or to come in for a couple of seasons and train up a Mason or a King. You know, he's the guy that supposedly Klopp, Tuchel,
they learned at the feet of the master, yeah. So to speak.
Sort of like the Bielsa for Pochettino and Guardiola. He's like the German version of that, of the gegenpress, but also very good at scouting. He discovered Mane. And one or two others, and he seems ideal for if it's a massive if, he seems ideal for Levy if Levy backs away a bit, because he's MO at Leipzig and FC Salzburg and all that stuff was to get these players in, do some scouting, get these players in, get them cheap and sell them high.
A bit of a Barnett model. Where they look at I'll be honest. I just with the stuff that I'm hearing as regards, you know, they're looking for somebody young and dynamic. I don't, as much as I agree with what you're saying, because I don't know, sweet what? FA, but if what you're saying is true, then yeah, you're right. That guy fits the model fucking brilliantly. I'm not gonna try and pronounce his name.
No.
But then also at the same time though, it's one of those. I'm sat there looking and they're going, oh, Spurs want someone young and dynamic. And I'm thinking, is that their way of maybe preference for somebody like Scotty Parker?
But have you seen who are supposedly saying who wants a young, dynamic coach? It's meant to be Steve fucking Hitchin that's coming from.
Steve Hitchin?
Apparently so. So you
Steve
know,
Hitchin can go fuck my left nut.
Well, this is what I'm saying. So, you know, he would want someone fucking a young and dynamic coach. He wouldn't want a director of football coming in because it takes his fucking spot, doesn't it?
Exactly. Yeah, he's not going to want that other guy coming in. Do you know what, mate? Either way, I just hope whoever they get in, they give the right back and the right support to, because you could bring in the best manager in the world. We had one of the best managers in the world, as much as some people thought he was a dinosaur.
We've had two of them.
Yeah, and if you don't back them, and this is the constant circle, and we've said it time and time again, and it's always on football Twitter and Tottenham Twitter, and if you don't back the manager, it doesn't matter who you get, they're going to fail.
It's absolutely true. It really, and that's what I've said. I'm not really that interested in who the manager is, because without, and it's again spot on, mate. Without the back in, it doesn't really fucking matter. Get Guardiola in, mate. If you don't give him the tools to do the job properly, he ain't going to be able to do what he does at Man City.
Yeah, no, don't get me wrong. I reckon Pep could do something at Spurs. If he'd come to Tottenham 4 years ago, I reckon we'd have had a title without question with the squad that we have.
But I reckon Mourinho probably would have. I'll be honest. I reckon Mourinho probably would have done with the players we had then and the confidence that we had. Yeah. I reckon Mourinho probably would have done as well. But whoever it is that comes in, it's just a massive clear-out job that needs doing.
Overhaul, back the manager, get who they want in and do the business. Otherwise, one of us might as well take over because, mate, at least they'll have the backing of saying, well, these cunts know fuck all.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. And then this is the problem. This is Tottenham's a bit of a poison chalice. Do you know what I mean? It's on paper, it's a great club. History-wise, it's a great club. But the reality is that if you've got a chairman who wants to be involved too much, then you're going to end up in a world of misery yet again, season after season.
Yeah. All right then, mate. Well, listen, we're going to leave it there. It is a positive night. It's great to see us play good football. It's great to get a four. We are going to do a YouTube video tomorrow, I believe, Matt. Just another quick review of the game.
Is that right?
Yeah, well, to be fair, this isn't going out until Monday anyway because of the social media blanket, which we said we would follow in accordance with the Tottenham and the rest of the Premier League. So just as a sign of respect. So, yeah, Monday we'll be posting this out and a YouTube vid.
Yeah. All right then, mate. And then we'll be back next Saturday. I think it's a 12:30 kickoff versus Leeds. So we'll be doing another YouTube video and another podcast then. All right?
All right, mate.
Good to speak to you, mate. Tomorrow.
As always, a pleasure.
Come on, you Spurs.
Thanks for listening. Hope you got all the way through there to the end. Great to actually record after a win and see us play good football. So thank you. Thanks again. If you could subscribe to the podcast, pass it on to your friends if you can. We also have a YouTube channel with videos loaded up weekly. We've got one there with Mickey Hazard. We've done an interview with him. So if you could give that a listen and subscribe to the channel, it really is appreciated. And as I said, we'll be back next week, Saturday. To reflect on the Leeds game, and there'll be a YouTube video posted up Monday, Bank Holiday Monday. Thanks again for listening.